Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is an embarrassment, and he has been for 4 years. And if you are not telling anybody who voted for him or voicing your opinion that this man is a disaster and that anybody who voted for him is a clown, then shame on you. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to play this first clip of Joe Biden, and there are plenty. Joe Biden can't get through one speech without at least three or four gaffes that make you go, come on, y'all, please. If Donald Trump was slurring his way through speeches and saying the stupid, insane stuff that Biden says, not able to read a teleprompter, I mean, I would be like, he can't run. Here's the first one. And you listen to this and tell me Joe Biden should be the president of the United States or doing anything. And all I can tell you is he will not be the Democrats' nominee for this year.
Greedflation, shrinkflation. You see that article about the Snickers bars? Well, it's going to stop. America, we're tired of being played for suckers.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Joe Biden, and you'll note something. Let me just tell you about that. Forget the greedflation. I mean, and we've got other clips that I will absolutely prove to you that this man has lost it. I don't need to prove it. I don't have anything to prove to you. He's lost it. You know this. And I'm going to get to that in a bit. But I want to talk about what he just said there. Greedflation, shrinkflation. Okay, you know what he didn't say? Bidenflation. He wants to still brag about the economy that he has built that has people struggling to make a living. It has people making YouTube videos talking about, look, I've made good money during Trump. I was paying my bills, and now I can't pay my bills. And it isn't because they're overextending. I mean, I know Americans, we are noted for being overindulgent at times. But people are, as we say, pulling in their horns in Texas, and you still can't pay your bills. It doesn't matter if you get a raise. So what does he do? He calls it greedflation because he's blaming those nasty capitalists. This is a man that stepped into office, undid all of President Trump's great work, and now he needs to blame somebody else. So it's greedflation and it's shrinkflation. And he's trying to push it off because you are beginning to notice, you probably are, I mean, you did this years ago, because certainly on this show we talked about it, you notice that your Snickers bar is now one of the size of those little bitty ones that they give out for Halloween candy, but they're still charging you the same price as the big Snicker bar. Do you remember the Snickers bar when you were a kid? That thing was a hunking piece of chocolate, gooey peanut butter, nougat, whatever. That thing was 5 inches long. It was big. And you paid depending on how old you are, but you paid a nickel or a dime for it. Now, a Snickers bar is like $2, and it's the size of one of the, what they used to call the bite size. And every part of this can be put on the back of Joe Biden. This began with Joe Biden. And inflation is real. And what's sad about it is you still don't know the real numbers. I'm talking about if you listen to the government, oh, inflation has risen 3%, 4%, 5%. It's a 39% over the time that Biden was there. Whatever the number is, I'm telling you, you go back and look at something you bought when Trump was president, at the end of Trump's presidency, and you compare it to today, and if the average of it isn't 50% higher, then, well, I can't make any bets, but just go do it. Then I'm going to pay your mortgage. No, I'm not. Barely pay mine. The point is, any of it is, it's ridiculously high. And what they brag about is their ability to take it back down a little bit incrementally because they think that's going to solve it for people. Oh, my goodness. Tired of being played for suckers, he said. Yeah, they are, Joe. Joe Biden is telling the media, and I have an article here. I can show you. The media is lying to you. Where do we have that? Did we bring that up? It was a graphic of what the media was showing article, what they're be saying about Bidenflation.
Oh, the economy's starting to look better. It's beginning to pick up and such and such and such.
No, it's not. Not in any way. People are, the smart people are sounding the warning signs telling you, look, be very judicious of your money. Be judicious of where you're putting your investments. This show is an investment, by the way. And for those of you who have joined Backstage Club, God bless you. Because you're investing in this republic and people that are actually getting up every day and fighting for you. And people that are willing to stand on that front line and say what we're telling you to say. And by the way, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. But you can't win if you're not talking about it. We need to be embarrassing the people that voted for Joe Biden, the people that cheated him in. He is undoubtedly the worst president of any president going back into the 50s that I can think of. I could go farther back in history, but I don't know that I have to. I think, me personally, I call Joe Biden the worst president in American history, and here's why. I have not heard of a president using the arms with the organizations within the government to go after its citizens more than I have with Joe Biden. I've never seen anything or heard anything like this because they couldn't do it. They didn't have the ability. We now have the ability to spy on every American. We have the ability to persecute people who've done absolutely nothing. Hollywood shows it to us all the time. This is what they do. This government is not looking for truth. He is the worst. And sadly for America, and this is the part that gets me. This is the part that I struggle with. People cheated Biden into office. There was a cabal. There was a group of people who went, we got to get rid of that Donald Trump. And they picked him. Okay, let's just go with it for a second. You know what? You got to get rid of Trump. Let's just say we all agree. But just for this thought exercise, we all agree Trump has to go. Would you choose Biden? Who would you choose? Now, on the Republican side, we got some choices. We could say, well, you know, Biden's out, so I don't know. Let's think. Maybe we put in Josh Hawley. Maybe we put in Kristi Noem. Maybe we put in, you know, whatever. I'm not going to mention Carrie Lake. I want to talk about her separately. But we've got people, Ted Cruz. You know, you may not like all of them. They're certainly not Donald Trump. But if you're trying to get rid of Trump and you want to put somebody in that you go is complicated to run the government, maybe you pick DeSantis. You certainly don't pick Nikki Haley. But would you pick Joe Biden? How long of a list would it be before Joe Biden's name came up on your list? I think that's the question, that's a better way to put it. I would even ask Democrats that because I don't think most of them would have ever picked Joe Biden. But now that he's been shoehorned in, they got to accept him.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For asylum, officers and over 100 cutting-edge inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming out of our southwest border.
That was America's great protector, the man who's protecting the border, standing up to the herd, the horde, the scourge of immigration. The illegals coming across the country, that is Joe Biden. Because it's kind of like Bidenflation. You know, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe we've got a border problem. But he's protecting you. The man's an embarrassment. Let's play that clip one more time. It's short enough. Let's play it one more time.
Asylum officers and over 100 cutting-edge inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming across our southwest border.
Did you catch any of that? Sounds like Foster Brooks talking. Maybe youngsters don't know who Foster Brooks was, but he played a drunk, and he was amazing at it. Joe Biden is drunk. His brain is that of a drunk person. He's toast. What are you going to do with this clown? What did he call those? I think he was trying to say asylum officers.
Asylum officers.
asylum officers, asylum officers. I think that's what he was saying. And then it gets worse. And, oh, by the way, he's giving this speech as if he's protecting the border. As if he's I'm doing my job. How do you not recognize that I'm doing my job, people? I'm doing this for you. I'm protecting you. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Throwing punches, baby. Throwing punches at the left. Embarrassing them. Let me tell you, all you got to do is stand firm on who you are and know this. Know this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hit me now! You outnumber them. You go places you think, man, I don't know. I better not wear my Trump gear. I wear my Trump gear. When I go walking, I have on a Trump beanie covering my little pretty bald head. And I wear Trump shirts. I'm going to start wearing my own merch here in a bit. But I do that because I want people to know that we're around. And you know what? It inspires people. I hate to say this because I'm going to make it racial up in here. It inspires people when they see black folks wearing Trump stuff. They thumbs up. They were looking at me winking. And I wish I had a body cam on so I could show you white folks how y'all are when you see me wearing my Trump gear. It really is funny because it isn't like, hey, you know, it's a like, hey, they're winking and the body language, their body starts to convulse. Like, I want to show you that you're my friend. I see y'all. If I wear a Let's Go Brandon shirt or FJB, whatever, I'm not kidding you. You white people lose your you lose your minds in a good way, but you like, you know, and it's so funny because it really is kind of a wink, wink. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Well, I'm with you too, white boy. Oh, my goodness. How desperate must you be to, number one, cheat the man into office? Because that's what they did. And by the way, that's why my radio show doesn't get the sponsors and some of the things it's supposed to get. Because I talk about this openly. And I'm not going to stop. I am a proud election denier. Proud. It's going to be one of our shirts. We're going to have that. We're going to have it as a shirt. We're going to have it as a cup. Proud election denier. Absolutely am. Because I know what happened. And I'm not running from the truth. I know Blasey Ford is a skank. I'm not running from the truth. I know E. Jean Carroll is a skank. I'm going to tell it to your face. I'm not running. Oh, by the way, my regional manager, Andy, not to be confused with my cardiologist buddy out of Florida, but Andy sends me a note. What do you mean your old regional manager? I meant my regional manager that used to be, not, you know, because I've had many regional managers in my sales career before I became bigger than they were, you know, got promoted above them. But Andy was my old regional manager. But he ain't old. Andy's what, 70-something years young with his trophy wife, Liz? I know Andy. I had to respond to his note because I know he listens to the show. Anyway, so going back to this. We've discussed the idea that Joe Biden was the best the Democrats could come up with. And I ask you before the break in the previous segment, who would you have picked? If I gave you a list and said, look, you can pick anybody to be president you want. Forget, I mean, you have, the world is your oyster. You have to be a U.S. citizen. Barack Obama notwithstanding. But you could pick anybody you want to be president and displace Trump. Which, for me, that's zero. I'm not going to displace Trump. Trump is uniquely qualified to be president in this time. But if you had to, who would you pick? Where would Joe Biden be on any Democrats' list? Honestly. Think about the level of desperation. These people are proud that they upended the Constitution and the true will of the people who voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. And here's the worst part. They will do it again. Don't think for one second. They will absolutely do it again. They don't care. They have no pride. With the record that Joe Biden has, I mean, let me put it to you this way. Joe Biden has performed horribly. Why would you want four more years of that? Under any circumstance. Oh, we can't have Donald Trump. Really? So, Trump, you were fine. You know, you did well, but you don't like him. And Joe Biden, you act like you like, which they don't. And you want four more years of that? I'm going to tell you right now. Four more years of Joe Biden, if I had to go through four more years of him, I would be really looking at, I'd have to look at life very microscopically, because I'd have to ask myself, could I maintain my current standard of living? Short answer, no. Worst 4 years, financial years of my life under Joe Biden. That's saying a lot. Worst 4 years. And they would happily, proudly put this man back into office. Let's play another clip of Joe Biden.
Folks, if I were smart, I'd say thank you and leave.
What do you say to that? What do you say? Joe Biden has to think. Think about what he just, I'd say thank you and leave. He's talking about, I should just leave. I should not run again. And he knows it. And he's admitting it. If I'm smart, I don't know who his speechwriter is. He didn't write it. But somebody's essentially saying what Joe Biden is saying. But you know what he's telling you? I'm too stupid. I believe that the powers that be hate Trump so much, they would actually reinstall me into the position of power that I sit, knowing that I'm a brain dead moron. They would do it again. So I'm stupid, and I'll hang in there.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The United States will respond decisively to any aggression against U.S. troops in the Middle East. So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, telling reporters Monday following the attacks by Iranian-backed militant groups in Jordan that left three American service members dead and dozens injured. President Biden is facing calls to federalize members of Texas's National Guard as the federal government continues to oppose Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who controls controls the state's southern border. Governor Abbott emphasizes to Fox News where he stands in case President Biden chooses to try and do so.
If Joe Biden federalizes our National Guard, that would be the biggest political blunder that he could make. And that's why I think he will not do it. That said, of course, I am prepared in the event that they do make such a blunder to make sure that Texas will be able to continue to secure our border.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is losing it. The left see it. They've seen it for 3 years. But they are really seeing it now. This guy cannot give a speech without major implications. I'm talking about, look, in the last week, I can give you things where he's mumbling. We played a couple already. It's really bad. So they have nowhere to run. And I can tell you, behind the scenes, these people are looking at what do we do? What's our exit plan? Some people, I know Megyn Kelly says, oh, they're going to shoehorn in Michelle Obama. Whatever, fine. I did a segment the other day. I told you guys, who's afraid of Michelle Obama? Why would you be afraid of her? You know what the left is deathly afraid of? Donald Trump. If we were so afraid of Michelle Obama, why aren't we prosecuting her? She's got more skeletons in her closet, as I said, the catacombs of France. And yet, you know, oh, Michelle Obama, everybody's afraid. You know who they're afraid of? Donald Trump. You know why I know? Because they have weaponized the DOJ, the entirety of this government against him. Then, when they can't do it that way, they get civil knuckleheads like E. Jean Carroll and all these other, people of bad repute to go after him. And what do they get? They get nothing. Look at what's going on with Fannie What's-Her-Face. I mean, what's her name? Fannie Willis? I mean, Georgia's, I think she's a DA. Colluded with the Biden administration to go after Trump. Letitia James, the AG of the Attorney General of New York, colluded with the Biden administration to get Donald Trump. Jack, what's his name? Austin? Is it Jack? He's colluding. He's working with the DOJ. I mean, he's part of the DOJ, but he's working with all these different agencies to try to get Donald Trump. Who's really afraid of whom? Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Who's afraid of whom? Are we launching these massive campaigns to get anybody, to get Gavin Newsom, to get Michelle Obama, to get who? Dean Phillips, to get Marianne Williamson? Who bring it! Who do you have? Let's see, who's left them? Tulsi Gabbard? Andrew Yang? Who are we going to get? We're going to get Kamala Harris? Who do we need to go after? Who do we need to weaponize the DOJ against the left? Because we're afraid we can't beat them. That's all I'm telling you, folks. Jeffrey Clark, who Trump Justice Department official, there was a motion to force the Fulton County DA to turn over any evidence that she has showing meetings with the U.S. government, including a White House counsel. And as I heard that story, I asked myself, what don't we know about the crooked nature of the left? What do we not know? Consider all the Democrats hide. We've talked about it before, but it's, sometimes when you put it in perspective like this, you get a better idea. So let's consider what they hide. They hid J6 video evidence. They won't let us look into election integrity issues revolving the Dominion machines and all the... Just think of everything that went into the cheat of 2020 and what they won't show you, as they claim they want transparency. They dug into Donald Trump. He gave them everything on Russian collusion. What's his name? Adam Schiff goes, I got more evidence. They go, well, bring it. Where is it? Let's see it. Joe Biden's got multiple locations of Chinese documents that went to the Chinese. He's hidden them in his thing at the University of Pennsylvania, his think tank or whatever you want to call it. He's hidden it in his garage. What was it? We can't see it. They want to show you Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump was colluding with the Chinese. Yeah, he did. He was colluding so much with the Chinese that they were afraid of him because of his trade policies. That doesn't sound like a partnership, but you know what does? Hunter Biden actually saying, I was in partnership with one of the richest men in China and with the top spy chief of China. See, that's a partnership. This is what bugs me. What do they hide? So what are they not showing? You know what's funny as I think about this? They tell you we cheated in the election. They tell you we lied about COVID. And then they dare you to go find it. It's like reverse. It's like Columbo. Here's the crime. Now go prove it. The only thing is the Republicans don't know how to act like Columbo. See, Columbo solved the crime every time. But the Republicans don't. The crimes are right in front of our faces. And what they're telling you is we run it. You have nothing to do with stopping us. You cannot stop us if we don't want you to. I wouldn't call it scary. It's scary to a lot of other people, but it isn't scary to me. It pisses me off. They said the judge that's overseeing the criminal prosecution of Donald Trump and his associates said he was allowed to opening a co-defendant to access communications between the Fulton County DA's office and the federal government. Speaking of judges, the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case has more connections to her. There's some kind of partnership between his wife or his brother or something, but they're all in collusion together. I call it one big cesspool of incest, political incest. And you know what they do? They laud each other. Oh, he's amazing. He went to Harvard. He did this. They're dumber than a box of rocks. They're dumber than any blonde joke you can tell. But they act like they're the intelligentsia. And they stick together. Oh, he's so great. No, she's wonderful. Oh, if you can't get a better recommendation than Hillary Clinton, then whatever. And you know what they are? They're all a bunch of fools that claim themselves to be experts. And they're experts at nothing except fleecing us and playing the rules so that we don't get what we want. It's unbelievable. They said as the hearing was ongoing, news surfaced that Trump had joined his co-defendant in the election racketeering case to disqualify DA Fannie Willis and dismiss her charges over allegations of impropriety. And what I love about this case and everything that Trump does is ultimately it exposes the left. Ultimately, we find out who they are. See, Fannie Willis, if she had kept her mouth shut, she could have given money. Well, I guess technically she couldn't because she wouldn't have a case against Trump. But she looked at it as, I can get Trump and get my boyfriend some money. $500,000, $700,000. Then hook up his boy. What, he made $150,000. And they're going on lavish trips and all this. And what happens is, as they say, in my process to deceive, you get caught in the weed. I don't know what I'm saying, but I know it's something like that. They got caught up in their own crap. Inside the courtroom, Harry McDougal, an attorney for the former Department of Justice official Jeff Clark, argued a motion seeking to obtain correspondence between Willis's office and the DOJ as well as the White House. Now, we see movies and TV shows of how the justice system works. You know, these controversial stuff. I don't think you really think about it. We just look at it for the entertainment value. We go, oh, that was such a great movie, man. You know, how The Firm, and you know, remember in The Firm, the FBI took an innocent lawyer and they said, you're going to be the patsy inside of the law firm where you work, or else we're going to put you in prison with them. You're going to be as bad as they are. And the guy committed no crime. And it made for a great movie, didn't it? But nobody really condemned the FBI, because in the end, Terrence, played by Ed Harris, kind of becomes somewhat of a good guy. He was never a good guy in The Firm. And I'm just using that one as an example. Remember the story about the guy that the bomb at the Olympics? Richard Jewell? The FBI fixated on him. They said, he's the guy. They pretty much told the public, you're the guy. And they were like, you better tell us. You better. Blah, 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 blah. And then you know what it turned out? Of course you do. Richard Jewell had nothing to do with it. He was a whistleblower who saved lives. You think the FBI ever went, hey, we're really sorry. I just saw a movie of a guy who, he and his girlfriend, they kidnap the girlfriend, and they question him, and he says, you're not going to believe this story, but they made me lie on my face, tied me up, drugged me, because they go, why did you report it right away? He goes, because I was drugged. It was an 11-hour delay before he reported his girlfriend missing. Then when she was found, they go, oh, it was a gone girl, and they reference the movie where Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike, she is, you know, wants to get back at her boyfriend. And the FBI literally said to this guy, he took a polygraph. He said, I'll take a polygraph. I'll prove to you that I had nothing to do with this. I gave you the right story. The FBI guy told him, you failed miserably. Well, I'm going to spoil it for you in case you do watch it. But it turned out it was exactly as he reported. I get you want to do the tactics of, you better tell us the truth. But when they are telling the truth, what do? You want no part of the FBI because it's no longer really looking for truth and justice. And that's what we found out. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and just stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What don't we know? That's the question I asked in the previous segment. What don't we know? We know they cheated in the election. They told it to us up front. They know the numbers don't work. They know that at 3 a.m. in the morning, when Donald Trump was on his way to yet another win, when they had put in all the fixes to make sure it couldn't happen, they tweaked it. Next thing you know, we get Captain Demento as our president. They know that he was cheating in, and they dared us. They said, go look at the data, because they had it all mapped out. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't care if I don't get any advertisers on this program because of me telling you the truth. Those are the facts. Then they made up J6, and you know what they did? They put in a man who was so crooked. They had vetted this guy. You know the level of vetting you go through before they make sure you can be president? Joe Biden had been vetted. He couldn't be president before because he was a buffoon. They knew it, and he was crooked. And as Barack Obama reminds us, Joe will figure out a way to screw it up. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. He used a different word. So this is where we are, where Joe Biden's now in office. And then what do we discover? How crooked he is. We discover what his son's been doing. The crooked nature of the Biden family. Letting people pay for influence to Joe Biden. And it's clearly defined what he did. He helped his son help a company who then Joe Biden changed U.S. policy in order to give these guys $1 billion. He earned every penny. And everywhere Joe Biden earned his money, you can find his dirty little fingerprints all over legislation that paid for that access. And the Democrats act like, no big deal. Well, Hunter Biden's going to have to appear before the House Oversight Committee to answer questions about his family's crimes they're effectively a mafioso family. They're going to do it privately, not the public way that we get to see, where we're all frustrated going, will you just shut up and answer the questions? And then, when it flip-flops between Democrat and Republicans, the Democrats are like, he's just such a great guy. And Hunter, congratulations for fighting through your addiction. And the Republicans are wasting time. Like, why answer questions? Why you just won't answer the question? You're taking a lot of my time. They're not going to do that format. He's going to have to answer these questions under penalty of perjury. And it's on February 28th. Put that day on your calendar. It's the last day of Black History Month. And all this stuff gets to start. I was doing my weekly hit on a friend's radio show, and he asked me this. He says, Kevin, what question would you ask Hunter Biden if you could ask him one question? And then he went to a break. And I'd never been asked the question, because I have a lot of questions for Hunter Biden. But while it was during the break, I thought about it and said, oh, man, I got a lot of questions. But I put together a list for when we return. And when we got back from the break, my buddy, Gary, he repeated the question. I said, well, Gary, I don't know. I said, I have a list of questions. Let me just read. I said, I would ask, and they're in no particular order. But in our discussion, we settled on one question that will determine how things go for the hunt for the Biden family, and I believe it will undo the Biden family. And one question that I would ask is, who's the big guy? Now, before we go into more detail on that, remember, Hunter offered a few highly suspicious activities in his messages. For example, he and some of his associates use burner phones. Now, in case you don't know what that is, a burner phone is a cheap prepaid mobile phone that's meant for temporary use. I didn't know much about burner phones, so a friend of mine told me there are burner phones that have a one-time use. I went, get out of here. Anyway, these phones are purchased with cash generally because you can avoid a paper trail. And that paper trail ties you to the phone. So they usually buy them cash. And the term burner was popularized, I don't know if you watched this series, but it was called The Wire. And the criminals use burners to avoid detection by authorities. And once a number was suspected of being compromised on these burner phones, they threw it away or burned it. And that pretty much ended the investigation, as far as, well, we pinged you here, here, here. If you watch cop shows as much as I do, you know your phone is as much your leash, your tether, as anything. And it can get you into trouble or out of trouble. Anyway, here's what the Examiner said of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden bought and used burner phone applications from the App Store from 2014 through 2018. Records on a copy of his abandoned laptop. So this is Hunter Biden recording information on his laptop about his use of burner phones from 2014 to 2018. The applications are called Phoner, Text Plus, and WePhone, and they gave him the ability to generate new phone numbers capable of making calls and texting from his iPads and iPhones. This is what a former Secret Service agent and cyber forensics expert who examined Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop told to the press. Now, it's unclear whether Hunter purchased and used burner phone apps or whether and to what extent he did so to pursue his deals or his drug habit, but Hunter did not use his phone to buy drugs, is my contention, because his drug use was an open book. He didn't need to hide that. Hunter bought burner phones to speak with his business partner, Devin Archer, and they weren't talking about snorting coke or shooting up crack. And this is the New York Post. Hunter told his business partner, Devin Archer, to buy a burner phone in the spring of 2014 as he finalized the terms of his appointment to the board of the Ukrainian natural gas company from Burisma, raising questions about whether the devices were used to conduct additional shady business involving the now first son. Buy a cell phone from a 7-Eleven or a CVS tomorrow, and I'll do the same, Hunter, now 53, told Archer at the end of a lengthy email sent on the evening of April 12, 2014. Now, can you imagine if the Trump sons were talking to each other and say, get a burner phone? And then the second thing that struck me as odd about Hunter Biden is, why does he refer to a person we now know to be Joe Biden in a variety of nondescript terms? And it's only when Hunter slips up that he actually says something like, and I'm paraphrasing, at least you don't have to give 50% to your father. That's the closest reference he gives to Joe Biden. He calls him something pedo, the big guy, stuff like that. And Jonathan Turley listed the names that were used by Biden, and here's what he wrote. Recently, it was learned that Joe Biden went by a variety of code names and false names, including Robin Ware, Robin L. Peters, J.R.B. Ware, Celtic, and the big guy. And they think this is only a partial list. So clearly, the House Oversight Committee could ask Hunter about using burner phones and nondescript terms that reference people in the Biden corruption food chain. Now, I call it the Biden corruption food chain because the Bidens never seem to do business with people or organizations of character. Almost all of their associates or governmental agencies that they deal with are unfriendly to America. And almost all of them are dealing with something corrupt. Why do all the business partners involving the Bidens either have ethical issues or issues antithetical to America's issues? So while you're still on that, because that does cover the big guy question, here's another question. Why did you deny that the laptop was yours when you knew it was yours? Now, I'm sure Hunter would blame his addiction. But let's go back to the big guy. The big guy, Hunter, who is the big guy? That opens a lot of doors. Hunter has to name somebody. He can't reference it and go, no, it was just a figure of speech. No, it's somebody. So name it. Whoever Hunter names has to be investigated. So he can't name a patsy. And if Hunter doesn't name the real big guy, his father, he will have committed perjury. Now, my hope is that Republicans by now have their ducks in a row. Bank records, SARS, which is the suspicious activity reports tied to specific timelines of money transfers and from whom, and the timing is what interests me. And let me tell you why. The Obamas have officially blasted the Bidens. Some say Democrats are positioning Michelle Obama as a write-in for the Democrats. You know, I disagree. But one thing is for sure. Democrats don't use their silver bullets on regular wolves. And Joe Biden, in my opinion, has been tainted as a werewolf. And now they're pulling out the silver bullets and they're taking him down. And the Obamas doing this. Now, there have been other indicators. The Obamas doing this is a big deal. Also, there are other politicos out there. Gavin Newsom, who just gave his wholehearted respect to Joe Biden again. That's another sign.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.